This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2013, where I'm in the booth of Diamond Aircraft, talking to Diamond distributor John Armstrong about a new program called Diamond Share. And it's a sales effort to get and marketing effort to get some airplanes out there. Tell us how it works, John.
Be delighted to. Thanks for having me, Paul. The Diamond Share program is a new paradigm in aircraft ownership. It involves owners and members. Members agree to be a part of the program and enjoy access to a brand new airplane for a fixed monthly fee. And the owner is the beneficiary of some very unique and exciting economics that are based around that income that comes from those shared expense from the members, but also certain tax benefits for certain qualified owners as well. So the program is new. It has not been done this way before that we are aware of. It's an innovative new approach, and there's lots of unique characteristics to it. I hope we'll be the chance to talk further about
it. Right now is a good time.
Well, the great thing is as people look to buy aircraft, our aircraft are amazing machines these days. They have gone up in price. And one of the challenges that we found is that even those that may have the money to buy the nicest airplane usually are only going to fly about 100 hours a year. We find that 100 hours a year is a magic number. And the biggest hurdle for a lot of those folks or obstacles is they don't feel comfortable being able to justify the investment for the 100 hours. Because if you do a 100-hour calculation of the total hours in a year, it's 1.1% of all hours, and it's only 2.2% of daylight hours. Well, 2.2% utilization for a sizable investment doesn't make sense in certain cases. It's almost like buying a $400,000 condo at the beach and staying in it four nights a year. Unless you're renting that condo out, it may not make a lot of sense. So there are other options for ownership. There's leasebacks and partnerships and various other things that people do. However, they have a variety of complexities and challenges with them. This program aims to eliminate a lot of those challenges and does it effortlessly and very elegantly and simply.
It sounds like it's kind of an updated leaseback idea.
Well, I'd hate to apply that word, but in one regard, it's kind of like an ultra-private arrangement where we don't get involved with anything commercial. We don't pay commercial insurance. We don't have 100-hour inspections. It's a private arrangement through Diamond Share with a couple of folks. It's capped at a total of one owner and up to three members.
Okay.
We have specialized insurance that we use for the program that's targeted to be complete and proper for the whole arrangement. Members enjoy insurance coverage complete as if they're the owner throughout their use of the airplane. That's a huge benefit. A lot of folks fly rental planes, they don't have any insurance for themselves. This includes liability coverage as well as the airplane for the flyer.
So it's more accurate, I guess, to describe it as a company-supported partnership arrangement.
Well, we'd never use the word partnership because equity partnerships, it's not an equity partnership, it's not a fractional, and it's not an hourly rental program. It's something really new and innovatively different. So what it is an owner and some members. These members agree to pay a fixed amount for access to the airplane. Of course, there's a cap on the total number of hours, but they have free rein to access this and schedule it using our website and their phones, their smartphones. And the owner sets all the policies, and he's always ultimately in charge with our or coordination and organization. And everything's complete and turnkey. So the airplane comes complete with everything, but the owner gets everything except for gas and taxes his first year included. We set up all of the insurance. We set up all of the... He has a group that handles all of the setup of the LLC and the taxes and the coordination of evaluating what would be his tax benefit in his particular situation. That's all included.
Now, when you say we, you're talking about the Diamond distributors.
The Diamond Share team. And now what we've done is we've taken the Diamond Share program and we've essentially created agency relationships with each of the distributors. So each distributor will market the program, provide the various elements of it, and sell the airplanes, deliver the airplanes, provide all the things that are included with the program, and support it and be a part of the member recruiting. So one of the key elements is when you go out to do a partnership, you're pretty much responsible for finding your partners. In this arrangement, Diamond Share has a marketing method and mechanism where we take responsibility for gaining your members for you, so you don't have to get your hands dirty that. You just say you want the end result, we set a timetable, and we make it so.
If I'm a potential partner, how do I get into it, and what are the terms of that?
You mean a member?
A member, sorry.
If you want to be a member, you have to be a little bit... here's what you do. If you know you want to be a member and you're not an owner potential, then you would go to the Diamond Share website, diamondshare.com. You would make sure that you get your information in there so that you get all the notices and indications of where we're putting the various planes. Of course, nothing in the game starts until we have an owner who's ready to go for it in your particular area. So my recommendation to members is evaluate the plane, evaluate the program, and if you decide it's something for you, let us know and be ready. Also, we've actually had several situations where people that wanted to be members brought us somebody who became the owner. That actually happened from Oshkosh. I met Steve Pope, who is with another publication, and he said, I'd love to do this. I said, can you buy it? He said, no, I'm a writer for aviation. I'm not going to be the one that would do that. I said, well, do you know anybody? He said, I just might. So he called me back, and he sent me a fellow that was a perfect candidate. They did it. He became a member, and he's enjoying it now. That's happened more than once. And so I would encourage anybody that wants to be a member to consider doing that. It's a unique program. The beauty of it from a member's perspective is you got a fixed budget, includes insurance, everything but gas. You'll probably pay a small surcharge if the guy puts it in a hangar to help support that part. You'll have easy access because it's only shared among a handful of guys, 3-4. And you'll be flying a brand new airplane with all the bells and whistles. Everything we've got on them is there. And it's a delight to be able to go on trips and go to the Bahamas. We've got stories already of guys flying to the Key West and going to family events. And that's what people want airplanes for. And the rental market doesn't really help for that.
Okay, well, it sounds like a pretty viable, exciting program. I'd like to, maybe once we get some out there, we'll interview some of the members.
Well, we already have quite a few out there, and we'd love for you to do that, and we can do that right away. Anybody who's considering the purchase of an aircraft, whether it be old or new, should absolutely evaluate this program and get in touch with us. You can contact us through diamondshare.com. Through that, you'll be able to also work directly with your local distributor, and we will help you evaluate it to see if it's the right fit for you. If it's not, we'll help you get some other type of airplane as well, because all of the distributors also handle a wide range of these aircraft.
Okay, well, thanks for the briefing, John.
Thank you, Paul. Great to see you.
It's Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2013. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.